2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Wow, we haven't been in this room in a while. Come on in, guys.
Feels weird.
We're back.
So weird.
It feels weird. We're back. We're back to the 15-minute morning show podcast. So in the room, we have Froggy and Danielle and Gandhi, Straight Nate, Scary, Brody, and there's the one and only Garrett. And here we go. It's time for our 15-minute morning show podcast. When's the last time we did one of these?
It's been 2 months, Elvis.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Dang. I don't remember how.
So let me ask you, what happened in the last 2 months? Did I miss anything?
Oh, no, not at all.
Long story.
What have we been playing instead? Have we been not having a podcast?
We took the bonus hour and turned that into the 15-minute morning show.
Oh, we're clever.
Well,
so tricky.
So this is going to be the first day that we're not staying on the extra hour on Z100 New York. And got to be honest, not going to miss it.
Oh, my God. Really? You know what? I am going to miss the fight I have with Scary over the weather. I am going to miss that.
Yeah.
Well, feel free to fight. You know, so Nate, you're the senior executive producer. How do we move forward with this?
Well, you know, I think one great thing is the fact that we can swear on this, because I know a lot of people were texting in and commenting on the fact that we weren't doing the 15-minute morning show and saying, I miss you guys cursing.
So does anybody want to curse?
Thank you, Danielle. All right.
There we go.
Okay.
First in wins.
All right.
Yeah.
2 points. Well, I don't know. Now, should we just use foul language because we can, or should we just pepper it liberally when it needs to be peppered liberally?
What the fuck? Why don't we just come out of the box just cursing like the sailors?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. People have mixed I'm not gonna the do expletives. It.
What?
People have missed the expletives. That's been the feedback.
That's
online.
Hard to say. I have missed the expletives. Well, okay, maybe we'll have an expletive or two along the way, but let's get going. All right, so the 15-minute morning show podcast, we're done with the bonus hour. The bonus hour was great. It really, really did what we wanted it to do, and but it's gone. And now what are you going to do with your 10 o'clock? I mean, at 10 o'clock today, Danielle, what are you doing right now?
Well, tomorrow is my husband's birthday, so I will be wrapping presents at 10 o'clock today for tomorrow. That's what I'm doing today.
Huh.
Yeah.
Gandhi, what are you doing with your 10 o'clock hour today? Are you going to miss me?
I am. I'm going to miss you guys a lot. But if I'm being honest, I'd like to say, oh, I'm going to work out and get in shape and take care of my life. I'm going to go back to sleep. What's going to happen?
That sounds good. Yeah.
I know.
What are you doing with your, hey, Garrett, what are you doing with your hour today?
So today's my wedding anniversary, and I have to think outside the box because we're not going out for reservations or anything like that. So a friend of mine is a chef, so I asked him to recreate the meal that we had 7 years ago. So I have to go pick that up, from his house.
Oh, that's romantic. You know what, so
that
sweet.
That is great.
You're so sweet, Garrett. Nice.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Hey, Brody, the only one we cannot
yes,
see in our Zoom room because he doesn't like to be photographed for some reason.
Fantastic.
What are you doing with your extra hour today?
Oh, this is great. So instead of napping 11 to 3, I'll be napping 10 to 2.
Oh, yeah. Good. You changed
your
that?
Oh.
How about that?
You nap that many hours?
I nap more if they let me.
Damn, God, that's nice. A long nap.
I can't nap.
Wow.
Froggy, what are you doing with your extra hour today?
Oh, me? A snack. I'll be snacking. I'll add an extra hour of snacking that I wasn't able to do before.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Scary. What are you going to do with your 10 o'clock hour?
I may go for a very long walk. I really am going to. I need to.
To the refrigerator.
To the refrigerator and back.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to find another town that's open that doesn't want him and go there for lunch. That's what he's going to do.
And today I will be getting my car serviced. I usually use the time right after the show to run errands and things. So that is the errand of the day. So it will start an hour earlier today.
Right. And Nate, what are you doing?
I gotta build garden boxes today. Is this Froggy? Is this what happens when you get like in a relationship?
Yep.
Okay, so Heather wants to grow vegetables, and apparently, aww, in order to grow vegetables, you can't just plant the vegetable seeds in the ground.
No, because no. So when you do the vegetable box, you keep it in a controlled environment. It's she's right on this one, actually.
Right. Okay, whatever. Well, I got to go buy cedar planks.
Right.
And cut them to specific
lengths. Yeah, the reason you use cedar planks is because those don't rot. They're much better.
Thank you.
Ah. Well, this is so cute.
And then I got to get a thing called a miter.
Yes, a miter saw. Yes. Yeah, a miter box. Yeah, because you want to be able to cut corners. Otherwise, you'll just lay the corner on it and it won't match. Right. So you...
Froggy, I will pay for your flight. Can you just come up here and do this?
No, not right now. Not during the vid. Nope.
You know.
Wow.
You know. You can go down to the Lowe's and they can. I think they have these all ready for you. You know that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I tried.
Oh, you know what else?
Apparently,
you can just go to the supermarket and buy vegetables.
Apparently, everybody had the same thought. So they're sold out of the pre-made garden boxes, and the guy was explaining to me, "Well, you could just get some cedar planks." I'm like, wait, slow down. I got to buy wood now. So I got to figure this out. So I found directions.
You'll figure it out. So that's what you're doing at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Wow. I will tell you, I have been planting. I planted for 2 hours yesterday. I have so many vegetables. I planted soybeans. I planted edamame. I planted peppers. Nice. I planted, we've got more tomatoes on the way. I'm a total farmer now. You should come see my crops.
Yes.
Can you wear overalls once? Why are you
What are you laughing at? What's so funny?
Everything about this, honestly, like picturing Nate with a miter saw is just sort of comical in itself. Like with your luck, I don't know if you should be doing it, Nate. You gotta hire someone else.
I'm gonna come in tomorrow like this. Hey,
yeah. Everybody. Do you know how to use a miter saw in a miter box?
I don't even know I didn't even know how to pronounce it.
Oh, this is not good. This is not good.
This is terrifying.
I wish you could have Heather hold the phone so you can go on live on Instagram so we can watch this. Hey, by the way, another interesting thing about this is, of course, Garrett is here, and we speak to him, you know, for one segment every morning. But Brody, we haven't really talked to Brody at all. Brody has been totally absent from our lives except for, you know, seeing what he writes in the or what he types in the room. So, Brody, like...
Yeah.
You have all this pent-up frustration or thoughts or funny stuff. What do you want to say?
That's a great question. I'm not pent up or frustrated.
Who are you fighting with now that you can't fight with us every day? Like who do you argue with?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yesterday I had a fight with Taco Bell. I had a fight with Wayfair.
Why Wayfair? I love Wayfair.
I ended up getting a free $600 chair from them. You should listen to the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Damn, how do you get that? What a tease.
Well, no.
Taco Bell drive-thru asked me to pull up and park and wait for my food, and I said no.
What's wrong with that?
Because
I go to the drive-thru to get my food at the drive-thru, not to go park in a parking space by a garbage pail.
Ew,
but
stop.
So I said no to them, and then they bitched about me behind the window.
But, Brody, you're holding up the people behind you at that point.
God. Yes.
And oh, that's a great point, Froggy. There was nobody behind me.
You know, I have to say, if I just may say to the whole room, I love Taco Bell. Taco Bell is fabulous.
Me too.
And they can do no wrong. And I want you to go back today, and I want you to apologize for them. They deserve an apology from you. You were a little rude to them.
Give them more money too.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I already heard this on a Brooklyn Boys podcast because my son is obsessed with the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Yeah, my son listens too. And now he tells me when things don't go my way at a restaurant or something's not right. And I'm like, hey, whatever. We'll just. My son says, oh, Dad, Brody would never do this. This is not the way Brody would handle it.
Even is not even. You know, Brody would not go for this. I'm like, you know what? Go live with Brody.
Good Lord.
Go to Brody's house.
Oh, my goodness. I'm traumatized.
Brody, are you enjoying being at home? Are you ready to get back to the office?
Double-sided question. I'm enjoying sitting on the couch and sitting by the pool, but I miss you guys.
What about your family? What would they say if we asked them? Are they ready for you to go back to work?
So I have a little den off the kitchen, which is where I sit in the morning.
Yeah.
And about 20 years ago, I took the door off so it was easier to get down there. They would like me to put the door back on so I can have my own private world and leave them alone. Oh, yeah, they're ready for me to go
invest. Maybe you can get a free door from someone.
I bet
not
I could.
Taco Bell.
I'll call Lowe's now.
So how much time left on the 15-minute morning show podcast?
I have no idea.
There is exactly 5 minutes right now.
Okay.
Is the first thing going to be a 12-minute morning show?
Let's not do this again. Let's make this. Let's make this the very last 15-minute morning show podcast. What do you say?
You can't do that. Elvis, we have sponsors.
Yeah, I can.
We can leave. Like, you know, get into this in phases if you'd like. You know, we could phase one of the return of the 15-minute morning show can be 12 minutes.
It's 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I like that idea.
I do too.
Let's back into it. All
right. So, what am I doing at 10, you ask? Well, no one asks. No one gives a fuck about me.
Oh, what are you doing at 10?
I'm about to.
I'm going to go out and tend my crops.
Oh. You going to be a crop duster?
Yes, I'm going to go dust my
crops. What are you doing
crops.
To your crotch?
No.
I'm tending my crops.
Crops. What? With a P.
Straight, Nate.
You have, I imagine you in overalls with no shirt.
And a hoe.
And a hoe.
Of course
like,
I do.
Is that how you dress?
His name is Alex.
No.
Did you just call Alex his hoe?
I look like, no, only Froggy knows who this person is. They're saying I look like Junior Samples. Remember him?
Yeah, I do. I know exactly who that is.
Junior Samples.
Look it up. Google.
Search for
Google.
Junior Samples.
Junior
That's
Samples.
Me.
Okay.
And if you want to buy a car from me, you have to call BR549. I think that was the number.
That's hilarious.
Oh my lord.
There used to be a show called Hee Haw.
Yep.
Back in the day.
Yeah, Hee Haw.
And it was a very country music based
yep.
variety show.
Yep.
And Junior Samples was one of the guys on there. You're saying that's me. I'm Junior Samples.
You're Junior Samples.
Everyone do a search for Junior Samples. Why are you laughing,
Senior Samples.
That is totally you.
Shut up.
Wow.
You're stupid.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, now how much time do we have?
3 minutes.
Oh,
we could curse for 3 minutes. People missed us. We can go around and say our favorite curse word.
Yeah, use it in a sentence.
Use it in a sentence.
I think we all have.
Froggy, why don't you lie about the time? I lie about the time every morning. I'm like, Elvis, you got to wrap.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, Elvis, we're done.
You lie.
Oh, we're done.
We're over.
Hey, guys.
What, Brody?
What? I'm looking at an article here. Apparently, Junior Samples died at 56. How old are you, Elvis?
55.
Oh. Hey, Scary, start preparing the montage retrospective show.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, Brody. Aww, think
Brody.
Into the future. I appreciate that.
Yep. Wow. Aww. That was nice, Brody.
Hey, Brody, I didn't ask you. Are you looking forward to seeing a King of Staten Island with Davidson, Pete Davidson?
You know what? I'm undecided. I don't know if I like him or not. I mean, I love
See,
the rest
know if
of
I
the
like
cast.
Him or not either. I want to see it. It looks like I saw a preview that was pretty long, and I thought it actually looked pretty interesting. He was in an interview. It was on CBS Sunday Morning, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know. I think I need to watch it. I think there's more to this kid than we know. I think there's some could be something worth watching.
Well, if you like it and recommend it, I'll definitely watch it. But he does look a lot
you?
Like Steve Buscemi, who I think plays his father.
He does?
Movie,
he does look
so.
A little like him. What about you, Garrett? You're from Staten Island. Do you have any desire to see Pete Davidson?
I do, actually, because I understand what he always says about his hometown, where I'm also from, Staten Island, where there's that group of people that are just a-holes, and he grew up around it. And I get it, and, you know? I'm not as outspoken as he is, but I understand what he tries to say sometimes about his hometown.
Right. Yeah, I think... If you're from Staten Island, you can make fun of Staten Island. But if you're not from there, you really shouldn't make fun of Staten Island. I think
yeah,
that's
so
how it rolls.
Everyone.
Exactly. Anyway, so any final thoughts before we turn this shit off? Anyone?
It feels the same.
Yeah. Like, you got 30 seconds.
Yeah. Getting back to the normal.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's go late.
Yeah.
I'm going to go late.
All right, well. That'll be like the regular show.
All right. All right. We did it. I promise tomorrow we'll have more to talk about. Okay?
Why would you put that kind of pressure on us?
I don't know. Have a beautiful day and welcome back to a new season of the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
Yeah!
The 15-Minute Morning Show.